My dear friends, when I come back for your 130th, I'll have to use that railing. One of the greatest temples ever built in human history was the temple built by Solomon in Jerusalem. The Jewish people loved their temple because the Jewish people believed that God would meet his people in the temple more bluntly and more clearly than anywhere else. So they wanted the temple to be especially beautiful. There are paragraphs of the Old Testament which describe the candlesticks, the ciborium, and all of these golden vessels used in the temple, because the Jewish people had such a great reverence for that temple of God. But I was always struck not so much by Solomon building that temple, where there is now the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem. I was always struck more so by the circumstances surrounding the purchasing of the land on which that temple was to be built. It was David, not Solomon, who purchased that land. And the land belonged to a peasant whose name was Arunya, and that is where Arunya had his threshing floor. And when Arunya heard that the land was going to be built, or the land was going to be used to build the temple, Arunya said, "No, you can have it free of cost, take it. It's going to be used to give glory to the living God." And David responded, and responded well, "We will not offer to the Lord our God sacrifices that cost us nothing." A parish is a temple. It is where God meets his people. It is where people come together and love one another in Christ Jesus the Lord. And it is in this parish, which has existed for 125 years, that God has met his people, and that people have come here and have loved each other and have extended themselves out into the community. And it is a parish in which the people have said over and over and over again, "We will not offer to the Lord our God sacrifices that cost us nothing." My dear friends, we come together today to celebrate those 125 years. And today our minds and our hearts go back in gratitude to those first settlers who came from Germany to establish this parish. And they established the parish sacrificing much, as they have done for the past 125 years. And because they have sacrificed, so much has happened in this parish. The Word of God has been proclaimed Sunday after Sunday, day after day. The great mysteries of the Eucharist have been celebrated at this altar and at other altars. Children have been baptized into the very life of Jesus Christ, as have adults. And in this parish, burdens were lifted through the sacrament of reconciliation and through the consolation that comes from the strength of a community. All through these 125 years, God has been made manifest through the presence of so many good people and priests and leadership in this parish, all who have proclaimed in one way or another, "We will not offer to the Lord our God sacrifices that cost us nothing." Dear friends, Whenever I think of St. Matthew's Parish, I think of a parish of social justice. And it is easy in the church today and in society to talk the talk of social justice, but it is quite another thing to walk the walk of social justice. And whenever I think of St. Matthew's Parish, I think of a parish in which the social gospel has been proclaimed, but not only proclaimed, but a place where women and men have taken that gospel into their hearts and have done something about it, extending that love and that gospel into the neighborhood and beyond. I think of a parish in which the reverence for every human being has been proclaimed and preached. And I think of a parish where people have come together and have loved one another. I think of a parish where the name Jesus Christ has been made known, and others have come to love that name and to love everything that Jesus Christ represents. I think of a parish in which the commandments have been proclaimed, as we heard in that first reading. And I think of a parish which has been a community and a strong, strong community in this neighborhood as a beacon of hope for so many. I think of a parish in which that social gospel has been proclaimed over and over and over again. And because of it, others have recognized their own responsibilities to the neighbor. And as the Sisters of St. Joseph would say, the dear neighbor. This afternoon, I had the opportunity of visiting someone who is a patient or a resident at the Episcopal Nursing Home in St. Paul on University Avenue. And I mentioned to her that I was not going to be able to stay long because I had this anniversary here. And I said, it's St. Matthew's Parish. And a woman who was very, very sad and somewhat burdened lit up like a Christmas tree. She said, I was married in St. Matthew's. And I told her I would mention her to you and ask that you pray for her and pray for a son and a daughter, both of whom met a tragic end. I told her that we would lift our minds and our hearts today to God, but always in thanksgiving for these past 125 years, but also reaching out again to that dear neighbor who left the parish right after she was married, but had fond, fond memories of it even from years ago. So today, we look to the future, and we look to strengthening this parish, and strengthening it especially in that arena of social justice, because in my judgment, that is why Jesus Christ came. He came to let us know that we are loved, and he came to let us know that we have the obligation to love one another, and he came to let us know that we would reach out to the one who is in need. And you look at the Gospels over and over and over again, Jesus Christ is affirming the person who is broken, the prostitute, no matter who it is, his arms are open for them all. And then when they come to him, he simply tells them of how much he loves them and how beautiful they are because they are made to the image of his Father. As we continue to look toward the future, we are determined and must be determined that that gospel be proclaimed and preached. And that gospel be preached not only within the confines of the church, but the gospel be proclaimed to the neighborhood and those beyond. The gospel of our responsibility to the one in need, the gospel of a profound reverence for every human being. There's a beautiful rabbinical story which I would like to share with you this afternoon. It's the story of two brothers who owned a field and a mill. And the one brother was unmarried, and the other brother was married and had many children. And every day, those two brothers would take all of the grain that had been brought in from the field, and they would divide it equally. And the brother with the many children would take his amount and put it in his granary, and the brother who was unmarried would take his amount and put it in his granary. But then one day, the unmarried brother thought, "This is not right. My brother has many children to care for. It is not right that we divide our granary equal and that I take half of it." So every night that unmarried brother would take what was put in his granary and take some of it and bring it to the married brother's granary. And then thought the married brother, "It is not right for me to take half of the grain from my brother. He has no one to take care of him. I'll have 6 children to take care of me." And so every night the married brother would take some of his grain and bring it to the unmarried brother's granary. And each morning both brothers would look at their granary and try to figure out how that amount of grain had been so mysteriously supplemented. Then one night the two brothers met on the way to each other's granary, and they embraced in love. And God spoke. And God said, "This is a holy place. It is a holy place. It is where brothers and sisters meet and embrace in love." And my dear brothers and sisters, that is what your parish is. It is a holy place. It is where brothers and sisters meet and they embrace in love. And God had spoken, and God had said, "This is where I want my temple to be built." And so it was. The temple, the church, the parish is the holy place. It is the place where people like you, beautiful people like you, meet each other and embrace each other in love, and then go out into that neighborhood and then do the same. And everything then is made holy.